This is Anthems.
My name is Lorcan, and my pronouns are Zee and Zir. If asked, I've taken to declaring my gender as classified. Last week, my spouse fondly described me as aggressively non-binary. Your word of the day is anachronism. The first time someone almost got it right, I was 14. A bus driver called out to me, addressing me as sir. When I turned around to answer, the driver stumbled on their words and apologized before using miss. The last time someone almost got it right was at the end of March. Myself and my spouse were greeted as girls by two people asking for directions. The closer they got to us, the one who spoke laughed and said sorry, and used he when talking about me to the other person. The almost here is in the seconds between one assumption and the next. I exist in that split second of confusion before someone replaces the guess they'd made with another equally wrong guess. For just a moment, I always hope it will go right this time. The apology will be because they made a judgment call that was wrong, and no second attempt will be made. It never plays out like that. But for a second, they're close. To borrow a quote I think about often, close is nothing. It's worse than nothing. For me, close is all I can really expect. Not least of all because the pronouns I currently use are intentionally unfamiliar. It's very difficult to convey how it feels when I'm misgendered. It can stick with you. It damages how you see yourself and interact with others if you're already in a vulnerable place at the time. What I can say is the instance with the bus driver happened over a decade ago, and it felt exactly the same as it did in March. It's a bit different when someone simply gets it wrong and keeps getting it wrong. It's bad, but not as bad as when someone feels compelled to remind me that they don't actually know what I am and don't care enough to ask. The word neo-pronoun is incredibly misleading. People think these weird, ever-growing alternatives to the big three of she, he, they are a modern thing, a passing statement soon to be forgotten. In fact, they've been around since the 1700s in one form or another. People started playing around with them again in the 1970s in small LGBT plus communities across America. Something's generally seen as an anachronism when it doesn't fit in the era around it. Think finding a farthing among a handful of pennies in the arcade, or a laptop left on set in a Victorian drama. Often, anachronistic is synonymous with mistake. We remove things that shouldn't be there, because it doesn't work in this space and distracts people from where we are now. Z, as a pronoun, goes as far back as 1864. To paraphrase author and activist Leslie Feinberg, using Z takes away the ability to have assumptions about who I've been, who I am, who I will be. To me, this pronoun is freedom to decide exactly what I show of myself. Without social context, there's nothing wrong with me using Z, or anyone using any neo-pronouns. Ideally, I wouldn't get the occasional sneering comment online trying to hurt me, or feel nervous going outside alone as someone who's intentionally and visibly trans. I wouldn't have other people in the trans community accuse me of getting in the way of progress, because I'm making it harder for us to be taken seriously by cisgender people. But when set against this social climate, the way the media encourages anger and fear at the very thought of us, it's anachronistic. I don't belong in this time, nor do the words I use for myself. A lot of people would rather I was removed. We say the phrase, trans people have always existed, so frequently that we forget it's true. We know cultures and communities all through recorded history have embraced and welcomed us for being exactly who we are. I'm sure I'm surprising nobody when I say that isn't true now, particularly in the UK. My dysphoria, as it turns out, has always been almost entirely down to other people. I've spent my entire life trying to angle myself in such a way that others catch all the right details. The unexpected side effect of lockdown was I got a year or so to work out who I am, but I'm not performing my gender so that a cis person who passes me in the street doesn't feel threatened by the very sight of me. It's completely changed me. I saw myself in ways I hadn't dared to, because I didn't think I was allowed. I've never felt closer to myself than I do now. The truth is, it's incredibly difficult to be trans at the moment. The public conversation is still about trans suffering, and news outlets often go out of their way to keep it like that. Strangers wish us harm, and access to medical care is getting harder all the time. Even well-intended trans characters in mainstream are still rarely written with trans people as a primary audience. So much of what we are is not really for us. And this means we don't get enough time to talk about trans joy, gender euphoria, celebrating when we hit a milestone, telling each other how beautiful we are. Being trans is, in itself, not a hardship, so much as existing as a trans person in this time is. Half the reason I use the pronouns I do is that my identity is political, whether I want it to be or not. There's no escaping it, so I take that power back. I'm tired of trying to make other people comfortable at the risk of myself. The way I and other trans people view ourselves and our gender probably sounds like fantasy to someone who's never dared question their own. Change is scary. Progress is hard when it relies on getting people who are content within their power structures to broaden their horizons and look forward instead of back, or instead of not looking at all. Trans people have always been here, and we always will be. Anachronicity is usually only thought of as historical, but we're the future too. I look forward to the day everyone else catches up to us. Anachronism. Noun. Definition. A person, thing, or idea that exists out of its time and history, especially one that happened or existed later than the period being shown.